All right, in Pong 11, we looked at adding sound effects to our game, so a little bit of polish. My favorite, I think, iteration of the track. It makes the game feel just a little bit better hearing actually things happen when you're manipulating the game space. This update is quite a bit simpler, and simple just altogether. All we're doing is adding the ability to resize our application. So we can do things like this, where we actually see letterboxing because we've resized the window to be, you know, more of a square, even rectangular, you know, sort of vertically aspect ratio. But notice that Pong, the window itself, is still 16:9, still looks like it should, thanks to Push. Push actually takes care of this pretty well. So what we're essentially going to do is call the love.resize function shown here, which takes in a width and a height, and pass those to Push. So we're going to say Push resize width and height, and it'll end up taking care of all of that fancy stuff for us, which is really nice. So I'm here in main.lua, right below love.load. I'm actually going to define a function, love.resize. We're going to just say it takes in W and H for width and height. Those can be named whatever you want. They get passed in. You can assign them whatever name. And we're just going to call push colon resize, if I could type, passing in those same width and height. And again, one other thing you need to do too is make sure that you set this resizable up here to true in setup screen. Now if I restart this and I run the game, everything looks as it should, but if I go ahead and I re-drag the window, you'll notice that it resizes appropriately. So it always fits. It looks a little weird during the actual stretching process, but once you let go, it does indeed correctly resize Pong while maintaining the aspect ratio and adding some letterboxing. So that's it. That's all that we needed to do for that bit. And that's the end of Pong 12, and therefore the Pong track. The next iteration is actually on you. So this is Pong 13 with an asterisk, the AI update, and this is actually the assignment for the track. So what we're going to expect for you to do is implement a basic AI to actually track the ball as player two and follow along and play with player one. Now this, you know, can be as easy or difficult as you want it to be. You know, you could sufficiently make it impossible to win, but maybe making it possible to win, however means you want to accomplish that, will make it a little bit more fun. But the only thing to really actually satisfy the criteria for this assignment is to just make it track the ball. Now, we want to make sure too that the tracking is smooth, that it's not instantaneous, because that would be unlike the actual game. So you might want to potentially think about looking at something like velocity to accomplish that. But this is CS50. This was the first half of the game's track, the Pong version of the track, the very first half. In the next half, we're going to explore Super Mario Brothers, where we venture outside the world of shapes and very simple game mechanics and actually look at a platformer where we control an avatar, specifically an alien, and we even get our hands dirty with some procedural generation. So we'll see you soon for the Mario track of the game's track.